To put ourselves in the minds of the patients, we don't start with refractory multiple myeloma. We don't start with cancer at all. We don't start with an old person. We have to go way back to October 9th, 1947. Congratulations, you've been born a baby boomer. You can expect to live a pretty charmed life. You're the second of four children. You go to school, you grow up, you protest the Vietnam War. You inhale. You meet Cheryl. You know before she speaks that she is your one and only. You're married within a year. Your family grows. You spend summers teaching your kids how to swim and the winters teaching them how to skate. Over the past several years, you've gone through a number of important life passages. 15 years ago, your father dies, suddenly, of a heart attack. 10 years ago, your youngest child leaves for university. 8 years ago, your mother begins a slow, long decline that eventually leads to her death. 6 years ago, your first grandchild is born. 4 years ago, you retire. You are now well into the fourth quarter of your life, and you know it. You have a very clear picture of how you want this chapter to unfold. And then, all of a sudden, you start to get sick. After several doctors and several tests, you get a diagnosis. Multiple myeloma. You need to figure out how cancer is going to fit into your vision for your fourth quarter. We are competing against the mindset that cancer treatment will take as much from you as the disease can, that treating cancer has to suck. And the more it sucks, the better it works. The mindset doesn't make sense when you're in your fourth quarter. Because when you're in your fourth quarter, you're acutely aware that you're never going to be as young as you are today. You can't wait to put your plans into action. You need a treatment that's going to let you live your life today, not put it on hold.